Hey everybody, my name is Rod Arnold, and I'm here with Michelle, and you're listening to the Cytospill podcast. We're super excited to have y'all come and join us on this journey as we start a new podcast, sharing stuff with you from our life experiences to our favorite things, probably a lot about our Netflix shows we're obsessed with, and yeah, so what do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that's great. I'm Michelle McGuire. I'm excited to be with you here. Rod and I have spent a lot of time just sitting and chatting, sharing things that we're interested in and just things that genuinely make us happy. And during this quarantine time that we are all in right now, we've had a chance to really think about how we want to share our interests with the world and the things that we find that are fun and affect us on a daily basis. So we thought, what a better time than now to start a podcast. So we're happy to have you listen to Cytospill with us. So as we start on this new adventure, Rod, what are some podcasts that you listen to or some things that have influenced you to start doing a little recording with Cytospill?
Oh my goodness. So, oh man, my favorite podcast has got to be, I know you're not a big fan of these, but the crime podcast.
Oh no, like not
Unsolved
for me.
Murders, Unsolved Mysteries, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then like Strange Arrivals is a new one out right now talking about alien abductions. And I know it's probably not your cup of tea, but I love those. And then also I listen to Intuitive Awakening and Angels in Awakening. And those two are just always so positive and like so full of information that it made me just think, I would love to do a podcast, but I'd love to do something that's like, I don't know, based off of life experiences and just showing people that we all kind of go through the same stuff. And it's probably a little bit different here and there, but how we can always reach out to people around us, I think. So, yeah, I think it'd be a fun adventure, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm excited that you accepted my proposal. I sent Michelle a text, and I said, I want you to picture me down on one knee opening up a box. And inside the box, it says, will you do a podcast with me? And she immediately said, yes.
Of course. How could I resist doing a podcast? Because you and I are both huge fans of podcasts. And many of our conversations lead to our podcast interests, I think. Certainly over the time that we've become friends in the last 3-4 years. And it has just been so fun to hear about all of the terrifying podcasts that Rod listens to, because our styles could certainly not be more different. I am into the Happier and the Happier in Hollywood podcasts, which are just about having happiness hacks all around you. I also love At Home with Drew and Linda Scott and listening to any interviews that they have and anything really that just kind of gets me outside of my regular bubble and inspires me to do something different or fun or change a little something in my life to make it better, whether it's, you know, organizing a certain closet in a certain way or giving myself a time frame of when to arrive somewhere instead of an exact minute. So all those things combined, I am really pumped to be on this adventure too.
Yeah, and I also want to point out that one of my favorite podcasts I've ever listened to was one you sent to me, and it was about Dolly Parton, and I still think sometimes I'm going to go back and listen to every episode again, because there's just so much information.
Yes.
And just the life she came from and the life she has now, the philanthropy she still goes through that she does for people, and a lot of it we don't even know about.
Yeah.
There's still a news article that came out last week about how Dolly Parton was the producer of some, I can't remember which movie it was, but people had no idea, and now they're like losing their minds about Dolly Parton being a producer. I just wonder one day when, heaven forbid, she passes away, that she's going to have all these things come out and we're going to find out all these cool things that she did. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
her legacy spreads far. Yeah. That's for sure. She's been a household name as long as I can remember. So many days were spent cleaning, dusting. I mean, every corner of our house was organized to some sort of Dolly Parton song for sure. And now her bedtime stories that she's doing are absolutely epic to listen to. Her accent and turning the pages, oh my goodness, she always sings a little bit in them. We enjoy them, especially during this time as I'm trying to offer different readers to my daughter than just myself, and hers have been just wonderful to listen to. So I agree. Though we like lots of different things, Dolly Parton's definitely a commonality we have.
You know, she's just been bringing people together for a long time.
I know. That's what one of her whole podcast episodes is about. I know. So as we move through this, we kind of thought a great first topic would be self-talk, because mm-hmm. we have needed a lot of positive self-talk to kind of get to this place, and just maybe inspiring one another to do this, being positive towards each other, and then kind of taking that in to use our own self-talk to kind of shift our mindset into we can do this and we can try new things for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I read this book, and in this book, it tells you about how you hear so many thousands of thoughts a day, or you have so many different types of interactions a day. It tells you how many of those are negative, and you would be surprised that the percentage is like 70% or more. I can't remember the exact number, but just reading that book, and I'm going to tell you what it's called. I have to look it up. I'm sorry.
That's just terrible. I don't know. I hate to think that people are walking around with that many bad thoughts, and I know that that's something that can influence you on a daily basis whenever you have those kind of thoughts. Did you find the name of it?
I did. It's called Negative Self-Talk and How to Change It. And it's written by Shad Helmstetter, PhD. And I actually heard this on the other podcast, Intuitive Awakening. And I bought the book. It's only like $4 on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
So it just, I don't know, it really changed my mindset. And after reading it, I started to recognize the things I said to myself and how negative I was to myself, and following some of the steps and things they provide in the book, I've really kind of started to change that, and I don't talk to myself like that anymore. And there's times, of course, where you slip up and you say something negative to yourself. We're just human like that. But it really changed the way I approach myself now when I do mess up and I can say, no, I don't believe that, and I can change it to where I simply made a mistake, or I, you know, fix that, how you view it in your mind, to where you're not being so hard on yourself.
So is it about rephrasing, or is it about just like stopping the negative self-talk altogether?
Both. I mean, you recognize it is basically like the first step, and then you rephrase it. And you just keep doing that until you get to this point to where it's just kind of more natural. And so it's helped you redo your mindset and your thinking. And it doesn't just affect you, though. It starts to affect how you look and think about other people. Mm. So it's not just about you. So don't be selfish. It's about everybody.
I'll try. I just have to start with myself on this one, don't I?
It's so, I think that's where it all starts. So yeah, I think just recognizing it and knowing that it's there. And the reason I also wanted to talk about this is because I've done a little tidbit about me. Is I've done photography since I was, a senior in high school, so since 2007.
Forever. And you take great pictures of all sorts of things, whether it's families, animals, nature, landscape.
I'm just waiting on National Geographic to call me.
Any day now.
Just wait for it to ring. So women, and men too, so I'm not picking on women, but women are the worst about the first thing that the mom or the wife or whoever walks up and says, you can make me look 10 pounds skinnier, right? Or you're going to fix this up, right? Or can you cut this in and
usually
edit
that a double
out?
Chin.
Oh, always. And it's so annoying because I'm like, no, you are beautiful. Quit talking to yourself like that.
Yeah.
And one time this lady said something to me and I said, well, you know, it's kind of weird because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And she did not
know how to respond.
And did not know how to respond. Mm. And I she didn't take it in a bad way, I don't think. But like I could tell like it really threw her off and she did not know what to say.
Yeah.
And I just left it at that. And I just wish people would be more
accepting of themselves and how they are made. Yeah.
Get out of your car, walk up to your photographer and say, I'm going to be the best person you've ever taken a picture of.
Yes.
You don't have,
entertaining for you to take those pictures too.
I would be like, yes, you are going to be the best person.
Diva I've ever status out there. Oh my gosh.
You're going to own this photo shoot.
Yeah. Sounds like I have a photo shoot coming up.
That's right. Let's go.
I've bared witness so many times to people saying that about themselves, and not just always about image either, about ideas that they have, and not saying like, this is a great idea, let me share it with you so we can make this situation better, so we can do something in a, you know, great way. So I totally agree. And that's cool that you have that book that you've kind of read about. I really read more entertaining books that are not so helpful, I'm not going to lie, but I'm always glad whenever you share that kind of stuff, because definitely affects every single person at some point, I'm sure, has had a thought like that.
Do you feel like there's a phrase that you say to yourself all the time and that you wish you didn't say to yourself?
Hold on to the handrail when I walk down the stairs. Yeah, absolutely. Slow down a little bit.
That is not the answer I was expecting.
Not so much. I have always had, I think, people around me who have been positive, and they have helped me maintain a pretty positive voice. And definitely have I had the moments of like, ooh, yikes, shouldn't be wearing that, or oh man, I'm 30 now, I probably like, oh,
I should probably get the brightest color I can, yeah, and get out there and do it.
Maybe not. So absolutely, I've had my hesitations, but thankfully I try to surround myself with people who are cheerleaders and bring me up and have said what you just said, like, nope, you don't need to be thinking that. You don't need to be in that situation and putting yourself down.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I think, and I ask you that question because one of the things that I always say to myself, and I don't know why, and still, even though I don't say it as much anymore because I've rephrased it and mm-hmm. try to get rid of it, is like, it's just a simple little phrase. And it's like, I'm so stupid. And I don't mean it. Like, I'm not being serious.
Right.
But because I'm saying it, it's going into my mind. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a pattern.
You're second guessing yourself.
Exactly. And yeah, it's just like, I don't realize the damage that did to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm not stupid. Mm-mm. Even if I'm not seriously meaning it, it's just, I didn't mean it. Well, yeah, you didn't mean it, but it's still, you're still putting it out there, and it's still going into your thought process.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a lot of time to undo that. Mm-hmm. And it could be any kind of phrase. I mean, there's people out there who have, you know, like anorexia, I'm not skinny enough, sure, or I'm not this, or I'm not mm-hmm. that. You know, think about their thought processes, and like, you know, I think my thought processes are bad. There's other people who have even more serious issues.
Yeah. Medical issues. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And I just think that by being kinder to ourselves, mm-hmm. we can be kinder to others, and absolutely, it causes like a chain reaction.
Yes. No. I mean, in all seriousness, I think, oh my goodness, a lot of times to myself, it's just seriously the thought of, oh my gosh, stop, hold on. Either that's too much, that's too big of an idea, that was dumb. And it's really just the thought of, oh my gosh, like hesitating with what my thought was going to be, you know, and then kind of reanalyzing it almost too. And that definitely can wear over time, and you do feel less confident on your thoughts and your ideas and your opinions about yourself or situations or others or whatever you're thinking about really at that moment. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts about self-talk you can think about?
Oh my goodness. I'm sure there's so many great resources out there.
I would say if you have Amazon Prime or Amazon in general, just, it's only like I ordered two copies because mm-hmm. I already have one copy. I've loaned it out to someone that I thought would really enjoy it. And I've got other people I've talked to it about that want to see it. Mm-hmm. And so I've got two extra copies. So I feel like if it's that good, I should be able to share it with others. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. And I kind of want to reread it again because I think it's just helpful to go through it.
Oh, and I'm sure there's something you pick up from it every single time that you can just kind of change or tweak or make yourself kind of rethink.
If I can learn something new every time I watch Finding Nemo, then imagine the things I could learn every time I reread a book that's really good.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that true?
That's going to be the phrase of the year.
I love it. If I can learn something new every time I rewatch Finding Nemo, I have to say that mine is Frozen. So every time I watch Frozen, there's definitely something new that I learn. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're right. We really should be more open to listening to one another. Or, oh wow, we do need to kind of let things out and not keep them held up inside.
Gotta let it go.
Yeah, gotta let it go. Or those sibling relationships. Maybe we should foster them from an early age and not lock one up. I mean, like, oh my gosh.
Poor Elsa.
I know.
I will say that if people are out there looking for other ways to work on their self-talk, Aunt Google knows so much. She tells Aunt Google helps me all the time. And if you do your research well enough, then she can, Aunt Google can normally give you some really good leads on some things that you might feel drawn to. And I just feel like that's a great place. And also, people can check out our Facebook page. It's going to be Sit a Spell Podcast. You can come find us. And yeah.
We'll have tons of stuff up there. I'm sure of it. I mean, I have without a doubt. We're going to have so many ideas and thoughts and resources that we'll just kind of keep updating it as it goes.
For sure. And I think if you have some resources that you think you want to share with us, then go to our Facebook page and share those with us. Maybe you have some stories about self-talk that you think other listeners might want to read about or see, and it'd be a great place for you to share those with us. I think it's something we could all do better at as we grow.
And you know, as you were saying that, I was kind of thinking about self-talk with kids and how it starts at such a young age. And I mean, that's definitely very relevant, and just make sure that, you know, that little pat on the back with a, what a great idea, is so simple. And it starts that great conversation of positive self-talk and that external kind of, you know, reliance sometimes that kids have, and just being able to kind of start putting those good words in their heads from an early age. I mean, that just makes such a huge difference. And I think that helps balance it out too, as we move along and we age.
And that's a great point, because back to that book, that's where it starts. That's where all your programming of your mind starts. And it's like that, what the kid sees is what they're going to start to think and believe and do, and and that's going to be their thought process. So if you think they're, you know, insert negative comment here, that's what they're going to believe for a long time.
Absolutely. And so
yeah, you hit the nail on the head on that one. So
No, I think that's great. I think that sums it up for our conversation about self-talk, unless there's anything else you want to add.
Yeah, as far as self-talk goes, I think that covers it. Like you said, I do want to encourage everyone to come back next week, because if everything works out okay and we get a good recording this week, then next time we
post... When we get a good recording.
See, there you go. That's self-talk. Right. When we get the best recording ever later on.
That we can imagine. To non-professional podcasters right here.
Exactly. We have a great guest who is going to come on and talk to us about special education. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything else, but I can tell you that the special educator inside of me is like super excited to pick her brain and talk about the different things that she does as a parent and as an advocate for kids with special needs. And so, yeah, I'm super excited.
I mean, like, what a perfect launch. Yes, but so true. I mean, both of us coming from a field of education, and I mean, we know what it's like to have those kiddos and to be able to encourage them to have positive self-talk every single day. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yay.
It'd be great.
All right. Well, I think that sums it up for Sit a Spell Week 1, Podcast 1. I think we can say that we nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Crushed it.
All right, well, join us again and check out our Facebook page if you have any comments you want to make or messages you want to send.